Good morning. The Senate Judiciary Committee meeting is called to order. Today is Wednesday, May 4, 2022. The time is 9:06 a.m. We're meeting in State Capitol Room number 205. Senators in attendance are Senator Myers, Senator Hughes, Senator Schauer, Senator Keel, myself as Chair, Senator Holland. We do have a quorum to conduct business. Thank you to Nancy, our recording secretary, and Talia, our moderator for today. As a reminder, please silence your cell phones. At this time, I'm going to bring Senate Bill 124 back before the committee. This is the third hearing on SB 124 in Senate Judiciary. The committee heard seven amendments during the last hearing on this bill, and we do have additional amendments to consider. I suspect there will be questions for Ms. Carpenter and Ms. Mead. Just take a quick look through here. All right. Ms. Carpenter and Ms. Mead, do y'all care to come to the presenter's table this time? All right. So at this time, the first amendment up is amendment number 8, labeled I.14 by Senator Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move amendment 8.
I will object for discussion. Please explain the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This adds a task for the task force, or whatever we're calling it, at the end of the bill. And it asks them or charges them with identifying the methods for collecting some information for Alaskans and for future legislators so that we can really fully understand some of the potential complaints, potential patient rights issues. How big a deal are they? And if they are a big deal, what would need to happen to fix them? So those are listed in the amendment, patient injuries, patient complaints, traumatic events. There is comparable language in the bill in the other body. But again, this is something that we charge the task force with coming up with the best way to gather and report this information.
Is there any discussion from the committee? Senator Schauer.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. Just to Senator Keel, this bill is not one that I've had the time to look at with everything else going on closely, so just trying to stay on the top level. Does this, what are the other protections in the bill or statutes as written that protect, because you talk privacy, they're probably in there, but I haven't had the time to go look at them, so this clearly doesn't do any of that. It seems to be de-identified, but are there other protections from that data being gained from people that would override their privacy? Or for anybody, I just wondering how this relates to
Senator Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't believe, and I'll look to the back of the room. I don't believe this bill makes any changes in the existing privacy laws, the federal HIPAA, Alaska's right to privacy. All of those remain fully in effect. There would be no need to require in this amendment or in this bill de-identified data. That is the only thing they could recommend reporting out.
Senator Hughes?
Yes, and I want to thank the maker of the amendment for the amendment, because I do think it does address something that was discussed in the previous committee of referral as far as it, us having a general sense of how these cases are being handled, and provide some accountability in that fashion. So I think it gets there, and it is de-identified, and they are under strict HIPAA requirements, so I think we're okay.
Senator Myers.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I'm looking at a little bit of a difference between A and C in the amendment. A is number, type, and cause, and C is just number and type, and I wonder if we need to add in cause or something to that effect in there as well.
Senator Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. it's not the worst suggestion I ever heard. The reason cause is in there for patient injuries is that injuries are specific identifiable incidents. There's paperwork on them. The issues of being placed in isolation, I think the same is true of physical restraints. Isolation may have more to do with, in some cases, institution policies, but it doesn't bother me if we want to add that.
Senator Myers.
I think I'm going to go ahead and propose a conceptual amendment then. So I would, on line 10, After type, I would say add and cause. So I will move conceptual amendment 1 to amendment 8.
And, Mr. Chair, and delete the first and.
Oh, yes.
And add a comma.
I'll leave the grammatical to legal later. But.
All right, so I'll object to conceptual amendment number 2 to SB 124. Well, let's conceptual amendment number 1 to amendment number 8. There we go. All right, just for any further discussion, is there any further discussion on this? Seeing none, I'll withdraw my objection. And the conceptual amendment number 1 to amendment number 8 is adopted. And I'll just rephrase it. It's probably after the word number, strike and insert a comma. Mm-hmm. And after the word type, insert and cause.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And so with that, is there any further discussion on amendment number 8? Seeing. Had I not already done that? I removed my objection to the conceptual amendment. Conceptual amendment number 1 to amendment number 8 is adopted. And with no further objection to amendment discussion on amendment number 8, I'll remove my objection with no further objection. Amendment number 8, as amended, is adopted. All right. Next up is amendment number 9, labeled I.9 by Senator Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move amendment number 9.
I'll object for discussion.
Mr. Chairman, amendment number 9 I'm going to describe, and then I'm going to have to withdraw it. But I just wanted to speak to it because the issue isn't going to go away. There's a drafting mistake in how I had this written. So I will probably bring it back later in the process rewritten. This deals with how we count the 72-hour period when someone is being held who doesn't want to go to a psychiatric treatment facility of some kind, whether it's the week-long or the 30-day. And they are entitled to a court hearing under existing law with lawyers within 72 hours. But the law we have says that 72 hours doesn't count weekends and it doesn't count holidays. Now, with a 30-day hold, that potentially 6 days is I think proportionally acceptable. But when we have a 7-day hold, the possibility of holding for someone for 6 days out of 7, or even 5 days out of 7 in relatively common cases, is too long before they get the chance to go in front of a judge. We're creating this new 7-day facility, and I think it's going to have huge benefits for people whose mental health crisis is not so acute that we just have to say, you know what, it's going to take 30 days, or it's going to take more than a week. There will be a lower level of severity for many, most even, of these 7-day holds. And not being able to get in front of the judge for 5-6 days in some cases is too long from a civil rights perspective. This is a difficult balancing act, right? Because when we have people who need treatment, who are in such mental health crisis that they won't agree to it, if they can't get it, things just get worse and worse and worse. So I don't talk about this lightly. We wouldn't want to make this too tightly structured, but the court's closed on Friday, right? So if you come in on Thursday, there's no chance of a Friday hearing. We don't count Saturday. We don't count Sunday. Friday counted for the 72 hours, but Monday doesn't. Monday is when we count to 48, and Tuesday is when you count to 72, as long as there wasn't a holiday in there. It's too long. This amendment is misdrafted. I will bring this concept back another time. when it's written right. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I think there might be discussion, but when you're ready, I will withdraw this amendment.
Senator Schauer.
This goes to the heart of the question I asked last time, same kind of concerns. I'm actually just asking the question, Mr. Chairman, is there not a way that we can amend this here to make this work, Senator Keel, or is this too hard with the tie to the other statutes that you have to go back and rewrite it? I like this amendment and what it's trying to do, because I think this is the right direction. So I'd hate to see it go away and then we don't get it later in the process.
My staff is trying to get me on track. He says I never objected for discussion. Oh. I thought I did. I object for discussion. All right.
Thank you.
So having heard that, Senator Keel is...
Mr. Chairman, I've actually written it twice, and last night, late looking at it, I realized I'd still written it wrong. Because I don't think that we are at an unconstitutional point for the highest severity, 30-day holds. I don't want to change those. So it's going to take some careful writing. I apologize.
With no further discussion, thank you, Senator Keel, for offering that amendment, and I will withdraw my objection.
I'll withdraw the amendment.
There you go. Thank you, Senator Keel. Having withdrawn amendment number 9, labeled I.9, we'll move on to amendment number 10, labeled I.15, I.15, also by Senator Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move amendment 10.
I'll object for discussion. Please explain the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is just a little bit more than technical cleanup, but not much. This has to do with a patient's rights at a crisis stabilization center, at a residential center or a hospital. And it has to do with the basket of patient rights that are already in our law. We don't change any of those. But you'll see that the references to those rights are in the bill as it's before us are different for adults and kids. And this just makes the spanning references uniform. I'm talking too much. We cover all the patient's rights. They all apply in both cases when it's adults and kids. If there's one that doesn't apply to a specific situation, who cares? But if there's one that does apply, just make sure it's in there.
All right. Is there any further discussion? Senator Hughes.
I just want to understand it. So right now, the way the law is written, a minor has fewer rights. Is that the way it's written now?
Mr. Chairman, actually, it's in the reverse. And I think the goal was not to do anybody out of their due process, but to take situations that might not apply. And there's no harm in including them if they don't apply to a specific situation.
And another question? I'm just wondering, does the department have any concerns as far as the process is going to make any difference?
Mr. Carpenter, please come to the presenter's table. Do you have any insight to offer from the department on amendment number 10?
For the record, Heather Carpenter, Department of Health and Social Services. The department worked with Senator Keel's office. There was some really good staffing on his part that pointed out one of the rights that were in that span site that was deleted. And when we took another look with Mr. Stephen Bookman, we thought it made sense to have the span site expanded. The previous committee had already expanded the minor span site, which, again, was a good catch. So it was just, like Senator Keel mentioned, it covers everything. And if there's a specific one that wouldn't apply, like Senator Keel said, it just wouldn't apply for these crisis stabilization centers or crisis residential centers, but it ensures full maximum protection of patient rights.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Carpenter. Senator Hughes?
And I'll just say I fully support expanding rights. I just wanted to know if technically it was going to create anything anywhere else. So thank you for that input.
All right. Is there any further discussion on amendment number 10, labeled I.15? Seeing none, I withdraw my objection. Amendment number 10, labeled I.15, is adopted. Up next is amendment number 11, labeled I.20, also by Senator Keel.
Mr. Chairman, I move amendment 11.
I'll object for discussion. Please explain the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In the language in the bill before us, there are, in a couple of places, a little mismatch between what you need to allege to the judge when you're asked to hold someone and what the judge needs to find, which doesn't really work. So this amendment matches up what you need to assert to the judge, right, that the respondent is mentally ill, that they're in a crisis, that they're likely to cause, that that's likely to cause harm, you know, the things in the bill. You need to allege those things. The judge needs to find those things to order the hold.
All right. Thank you, Senator Keel. Is there any discussion on amendment number 11, labeled I.20? Seeing no discussion, I'll withdraw my objection. Is there any further objection? Tell you what, I'll object one more time. Just I object. But Ms. Carpenter, department is okay with amendment number 11?
Again, for the record, Heather Carpenter, Department of Health and Social Services. The department is in support of Amendment 11. It was, again, a good catch by Senator Keel and his staff. And additionally, the court system also brought us similar the similar point to our attention. So this just makes sure it's the same for both crisis stabilization and crisis residential.
Thank you, Ms. Carpenter. Senator Keel always likes it when I give people time to talk about the good work he does. So I withdraw my objection. With no further objection, amendment number 11, labeled I.20, is adopted. Up next is amendment number 12, labeled I.18, by Senator Hughes.
I move amendment number 12.
I'll object for discussion. Please explain your amendment.
Yeah, this is, again, from the prior committee of referral. You know, we spent a lot of time, and we have here, too, concerned about patient rights and making sure the proper consent notification was occurring wherever possible. And the other day, I think it was one of your amendments, Mr. Chair, we took care of the notification upon arrival at one of these facilities. This amendment has to do with a transfer. So a parent or guardian by the prior amendment made sure the parent was or guardian was notified when they arrived. This would, if they were going to be transferred to another facility, would ensure that happened. However, I do need to propose a conceptual amendment number one, and I'll explain it first, and then I'll move it. So on page 2, line 13, after the word from, insert crisis stabilization center, comma. And that just... that ensures that all the facility, the transfer from all the facilities are included. So with that, I will move conceptual amendment number 1, which would, on page 2, line 13, insert after the word from crisis stabilization center, comma.
So I'll object to amendment number 1, conceptual amendment number 1, to amendment number 12.
And I, Mr. Chair, I think I explained it, but if anyone has questions, and I did consult with the department about how to do that, and I don't know if she wants to speak to it. But.
And Senator Myers?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So creating a lot of new classifications here, and a lot of them have similar names, so I'm just double-checking here. So the Crisis Stabilization Center, that's the 7-day facility, no?
Less than 24 hours.
That's the less than 24 hours. Okay. That's what I was checking. I wanted to make sure that we were catching the entire breadth there. So, okay, so we've got this is the 23-hour, then the the 7-day facility, is that the evaluation one then? Okay, all right, and then, okay, all right, I'm good, thank you.
A brief at ease. Senator Judiciary is back in the record, just checking, making sure that everything's great with the conceptual amendment as proposed. And is there any further discussion on conceptual amendment number 1 to amendment number 12? Ms. Heather, do you have any comments on the conceptual amendment?
Chair Holland, again, Heather Carpenter for the record. The conceptual amendment does exactly what Senator Hughes was hoping, which was to capture all three types. And just for further clarification for the record, you didn't have to call out crisis residential center because it's in the definition of what an evaluation facility is in the underlying bill. So that captures that new 7-day, and then an evaluation facility or treatment facility would consider and include the Alaska Psychiatric Institute and the three hospitals that you've heard me talk about that serve as designated evaluation and treatment centers.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Carpenter. With no further objection, with no further discussion, I withdraw my objection to consent for amendment number 1 to amendment number 12, I.18. And with no further objection, conceptual amendment is adopted. Is there any further discussion on amendment number 12? Ms. Carpenter, you're okay with amendment number 12, department?
Chair Holland, the department is okay with the amendment. We really appreciate that Senator Hughes worked with us on language to clean up what she tried to do in the previous committee, and we're happy to have that be clarified.
All right. With no further discussion on amendment number 12, labeled I.18, I withdraw my objection. With no further objection, amendment number 12, labeled I.18 as amended, is adopted. Up next is amendment number 13, labeled I.21, and I will move amendment number 13, labeled I.21.
I will object for purposes of discussion, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Schauer. Thank you, Senator Schauer.
Whoever, Mr.
Ms. Carpenter, would you care to explain amendment number 13, labeled I.21?
Chair Holland, I will take a stab at this. This amendment is to Section 19 and Section 21 in the bill, which starts on page 11 and then goes on to page 12. And this is to replace the amendment that the committee withdrew on Monday when we were trying to clean up this language. So the main difference from what you considered in a previous amendment is found on lines 5 and 6. And so as just a reorientation reminder, Section 19 is dealing with non-crisis medication. Section 21 is the section that deals with crisis medication. So we are deleting language in Section 19 that talks about providing this information about non-crisis medication to other family members and leaving it just a parent or guardian. And we're deleting the word triggers on page 11, line 22. But when we are asking the mental health professionals who are going to prescribe this medication to review all available information regarding the minor's family history, diet, medication, and other contributing factors. And this was to address the conversation the committee had to make sure those professionals were really looking at every available information. And so we tried to tighten up that language. And then the lines 11 through 18 of the amendment are the same as what the committee saw previously.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Carpenter. Is there any further discussion? Senator Schauer.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. I appreciate the administration coming back with that. There was a bright line for me, and between those two, it's not as bright anymore. There's still a line there, and I'm not overly comfortable with that, so I just want that on the record. That I think that, you know, when it's not time critical, they should take the time. And I understand that if it crosses the line to critical, you have to do what you have to do. But I appreciate that we're pulling back from that line a little bit on that one. But like I said, I think, Mr. Chair, there's still, for some reason, just something about that has a little bit of a warning flag to me. So as long as it's on the record and I've said that, I appreciate the effort to make it better. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Senator Schauer. Senator Hughes.
So on line 17, prescribed drugs or self-medication. So would self-medication, would that include if someone were under the influence of illegal drugs?
Through the chair, Senator Hughes, yes, it would.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Senator Hughes. If there is no further discussion on amendment number 13, labeled I.21, Senator Schauer, do you maintain your objection?
I remove my objection, Mr. Chair.
Is there further objection? With no further objection, amendment number 13, labeled I.21, is adopted. All right. Up next is a conceptual amendment by Senator Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just so I know, is this conceptual amendment 1 to the bill, or is it Is that the right number?
That's what I see. Some very sharp senator has labeled it as conceptual amendment number one.
And Mr. Chairman, a very sharp staffer is nodding behind you. So
this is conceptual amendment number one to Senate Bill 124.
Mr. Chairman, I move conceptual amendment one.
I will object for discussion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is an amendment to make sure that the process, as someone moves from one level of care to another at these facilities, has the same safeguards and checks as every other. So by including evaluation facility in each of these sections, the process to go from a stabilization center to an evaluation facility like a hospital is the same as the process to go from a stabilization center to the 1 week hold. So if you have somebody in the 23-hour facility and you go, oh, mercy, this is not going to resolve in a week. We need them to a hospital. The process is the same. There's no inadvertent loopholes.
Ms. Carpenter, have you had a chance to review conceptual amendment number one?
Chair Holland, the department, as well as the court system, spent a lot of time with Senator Keel and his staff last night and our attorney, and we agree that this is the right proper fix to make sure that loophole, which, you know, in a rare situation could happen, but we want to make sure that providers are able to transfer, of course, with all of the legal protections and patient rights, patients where they need to get care. And that means, you know, like Senator Keel said, if they come into a 23-hour crisis stabilization center and either for some reason a bed's not available at a crisis residential that 7 day, or the situation is just too acute, we are able to get them very quickly to the next level of care, and that the court is making that decision within that first 24 hours.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Carpenter. Is there any further discussion on conceptual amendment number one from the committee? Senator Keel.
Mr. Chairman, just a note to flag that when the department makes reference to Senator Keel and his staff, she's referring to Senator Keel's staff.
As it is true in almost every office, I'm sure. But with no further discussion on conceptual amendment number one to Senate Bill 124, I'll remove my objection. With no further objection, conceptual amendment number one to Senate Bill 124 is adopted. All right. At this point, we have exhausted our amendments. Are there any other amendments from the committee? Seeing none, Ms. Carpenter, do you care to offer any wrap-up on Senate Bill 124?
Thank you, Chair Holland. The department, and on behalf of the governor's office, since this is a governor's bill, we just really appreciate the work the committee has done on this bill and considering improvements to the crisis psychiatric system. So thank you for your work on this.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Carpenter. With no further discussion, no further amendments, I will look to Senator Schauer for the will of the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that the committee substitute for Senate Bill 124, Work Order 32-GS1730/India, as amended, be reported from the committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
I'll object just for a question.
Senator Hughes?
So Senator Keel had an amendment he was going to work on, which I think it was a good amendment. And I believe this bill does go to the Finance Committee. So I just have a question for Senator Keel. Are you going to be working with a member at the Finance table to get your amendment hopefully adopted there?
Mr. Chair, that's my intent, to work with the departments, the trust, the court system, and the members of the Finance Committee. Yes.
And with that response, I'll withdraw my objection.
All right. Thank you, Senator Hughes. Without further objection, Senate Bill 124, as amended, has been reported from this committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes. And with that, is there any other business before the committee? Our next meeting is Monday, May 9th, at our normal time at 1:30 p.m. in the afternoon. And I appreciate the committee members and all associated staff making themselves available for these 9 a.m. morning meetings to get work done during the last couple of weeks of this session. With that, we are adjourned at 9:36 a.m.